Hundreds of cafes, restaurants and pubs will either close or return to takeaway only in Victoria tomorrow night, just a few weeks after they were allowed to reopen. And the New South Wales and Victorian border is just hours away from closing. The two states account for around 40% of the country's economic growth. James Pearson is the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening.
Another 6 weeks of shutdown. What does this mean for Victorian businesses?
Oh, it's devastating, and this is, as you say, a national issue, not just a state issue. I mean, we understand absolutely the need for a strong health response, and it's important too that we understand the damage that's being done to people who spent their lives and their life savings building up businesses and creating jobs, only to see them swept away. And so this is a really difficult time for businesses, particularly in Melbourne, but those too in the communities in the border towns who need clarity. They need to understand how they're going to get across the border in a couple of days' time. They can need to understand how they can keep their businesses running.
Just explain the kinds of challenges that businesses will face, especially shutting down, reopening, shutting down, that seesaw effect.
Well, we were building back, and we were building back along the roadmap, and that was building confidence, and that's critical. To be set back now is to suffer a sense of loss, and that's going to cost money. It's going to mean people are going to be out of work again. Their hours are certainly going to go backwards. And for a lot of businesses, unfortunately, it's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. That's why as much certainty as possible in terms of a timetable for ending a lockdown and reopening is going to be critical for those businesses across Melbourne, but also those businesses in the border towns between New South Wales and Victoria and South Australia and Victoria, and also businesses on both sides of the border that need that interstate trade to keep going. They're all going to need clarity, and they need it now.
The Victorian government is expected to make an announcement about economic assistance for businesses. What do they need, do you think?
Well, look, speaking at the national level, there can be no doubt now that the JobKeeper scheme needs to be extended to cover those hardest hit industries and businesses that have been hit by government restrictions. And clearly that's going to have a regional dimension now, because it's going to be likely that a lot of businesses in Melbourne at least are going to struggle to get back on their feet as quickly as we were all hoping that they would.
What do you know about how many businesses might have gone under since the pandemic started? Do we have numbers on that?
Look, I don't have the figures in front of me now, but what we do know is that people were getting optimistic. They were seeing a welcome return to consumer confidence, and that leads to business confidence. And that in turn is the absolute key to getting us all out of this, because confident businesses will invest in new equipment, they'll put people back into jobs, and they'll reopen their doors. So, look, the sooner we can move back to that, the better it's going to be for everyone.
Well, does that also lend weight to the government, the federal government, making an immediate announcement about the fate of JobKeeper to create certainty for businesses who are possibly thinking, can I make it through to the end of this next lockdown?
The government's got a lot to think about, and we've certainly put in a detailed submission to their JobKeeper review. The 23rd of July is when the Treasurer said he's going to make that announcement, and that's not so far away, but it can't come soon enough for a lot of businesses, that's for sure, because that longer-term certainty enables businesses to plan. It enables them to be much more confident about the future, not just about their businesses, but about the jobs of the people who work for them.
Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk was speaking cautiously this morning about the border reopening and the Tourism Restart Task Force. Let's take a listen.
It is really important that you do not give a false declaration on your border pass. It is absolutely vital that we keep Queensland safe, and that is why we are checking to see if anyone has either A, come from Victoria, or B, if people have travelled to Victoria in the past 14 days. What's happening in Victoria could happen anywhere across Australia.
James Pearson, the task force is designed to help the tourism sector recover, but with so many borders with different lockdown rules in place, surely that can't work.
Well, we'd love to see those border closures, those restrictions lifted as soon as practical, as soon as it's safe to do so, because domestic travel is the first and big step we need to try and get not just tourism businesses, but all the hospitality and other businesses and jobs that depend on them. But it goes beyond that. It also goes to our idea of opening up a bubble and air bridge between Australia and New Zealand. The New Zealand Prime Minister has said that she's ready for it and it's up to Australia now. And we think that the conditions, despite all of this, are there. There are parts of Australia that are COVID-free to the extent that we could go ahead with that with confidence. If we can see that shot in the arm through domestic and then international tourism, at least with New Zealand, that could make a real difference to many, many businesses across the country.
Thanks for talking to us today.
Pleasure.
James Pearson is the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. I'm Zoe Daniel, and this is RN Drive.